பகவதே வாசுதேவாயாம். ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாயாம். ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாயாம். நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்யம் நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சாரஸ்வதீம் வியாசம் தத்தோஜயம் உதீரயே நஷ்டப்ராயேஷு அபுத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத சேவையா பகவதி உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர் பவதி நைஷ்டிகி. ரீடிங் ஃப்ரம் த ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கேண்டோ 7 சாப்டர் 2 ஹிரண்யகசிபு த கிங் ஆஃப் த டீமன்ஸ் டெக்ஸ்ட் 10 சாரி டெக்ஸ்ட் 9 தஸ்மின் குதே அஹிதே நஷ்டே தஸ்மின் குதே ஹிதே நஷ்டே தஸ்மின் குதே ஹிதே நஷ்டே கிருத்தமூலே வனஸ்பதௌ விடபா இவ சுஷ்யந்தி விஷ்ணு பிராணா திவௌகசஹ தஸ்மின் குதே ஹிதே நஷ்டே கிருத்தமூலே வனஸ்பதௌ விதபா இவ சுஷ்யந்தி விஷ்ணு பிராணா திவௌகசௌ விஷ்ணு பிராணா திவௌகசஹ தஸ்மின் குதே அஹிதே நஷ்டே கிருத்தமூலே வனஸ்பதௌ விடபா இவ சுஷ்யந்தி விஷ்ணு பிராணா திவௌகசஹ தஸ்மின் குடே அஹிதே நஷ்டே கிருத்தமூலே வனஸ்பதௌ விடபா இவ சுஷ்யந்தி விஷ்ணு பிராணா திவௌகசஹ தஸ்மின் குதே ஹிதே நஷ்டே கிருத்தமூலே வனஸ்பதௌ விதபா இவ சுஷ்யந்தி விஷ்ணு பிராணா திவௌகசௌ. தஸ்மின் குதே அஹிதே நஷ்டே கிருத்தமூலே வனஸ்பதௌ விதபா இவ சுஷ்யந்தி விஷ்ணு பிராணா திவௌகசஹ மதர்ஸ் தஸ்மின் குதே அகிதே நஷ்டே கிருத்தமூலே வனஸ்பதௌ விதபா இவ சுஷ்யந்தி விஷ்ணு பிராணா திவௌகசஹ தஸ்மின் வென் ஹீ கூட்டே த மோஸ்ட் டிசீட்ஃபுல் அகிதே எனிமி நஷ்டே இஸ் ஃபினிஷ்ட் Krittamule, having its roots cut off. Vanaspatau, a tree. Vitapa, the branches and leaves. Iva, like. Shushyanti, dry up. Vishnu Prana, whose life is Lord Vishnu. Diva Okashaha, the demigods. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. translation, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. When the root of a tree is cut and the tree falls down, its branches and twigs automatically dry up. Similarly, when I have killed this diplomatic Vishnu, the demigods, for whom Lord Vishnu is the life and soul, will lose their source of their life and wither away. Please repeat, when the root of a tree is cut and the tree falls down, its branches and twigs automatically dry up. Similarly, when I have killed this diplomatic Vishnu, the demigods for whom Lord Vishnu is the life and soul will lose the source of their life and wither away. Purport. The difference between the demigods and the demons is here explained. The demigods always follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whereas the demons simply plan to disturb or kill him. Nevertheless, sometimes the demons very much appreciate the full dependence of the demigods upon the mercy of the Lord. This is indirect glorification of the demigods by the demons. Mamam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Presaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatyade Sitarine Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Agyam Dadati Swapatantikam Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripasindubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gauru Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. That green screen can be moved a little bit. I can't see Prabhupada's face fully. Right. Yeah. Now I can see Prabhupada. So, thank you very much. So, Hiranyakashipu is understanding that Lord Vishnu is the root of the creation. And he knows that like the root of the tree provides sustenance to the branches, the leaves. Similarly, Vishnu is providing sustenance for the demigods. Of course, he is not only providing sustenance for demigods, but also for demons. Everybody is getting. So why is it that some people are called demigods and some people are called demons? Because demigods are those who appreciate Krishna for providing sustenance. And the demons are those who don't appreciate. So, the same Lord Vishnu is the source for both, but demons react one way and the demigods react another way. It's So which is true? Is Vishnu a nice person or is a diplomatic cheat who must be killed? Is Vishnu a person who should be worshipped or Vishnu is a person who must be killed? You see? So that is the perplexity. So it is described that Krishna is as you see him. Yeyata mam prabhatyante tam sachaya bhajamiham. Because Krishna is a person. Hare Krishna. So here Hiranyakasipu is saying that Vishnu is the source of all the demigods' sustenance, like the tree root is for the sustenance for leaves, and I will kill Vishnu. And so we are discussing, why is it that Hiranyakasipu also knows that Vishnu is the source of everything? He is seeing Vishnu as an enemy, whereas the demigods see him as a friend. So, if something is an object, you can actually talk about an absolute identity. This is a bottle of water, that's all. But he's a good man, that's an opinion. He is my brother. Somebody says he is my friend. Somebody says he is my colleague. So, what is he? Because he is a person, he can be related to differently. Is this point clear? This is a proof that God is a person. If it was just a simple thing, like this is a table, everybody has to agree. But, so material objects have an absolute identity. But people have an identity only in relation. Of course, I have my own identity. That only I know. So Krishna has his own identity, which only Krishna knows. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, nobody knows me. Vedaham, I know everybody, but nobody knows me. In other words, everybody can know me, but the way I know myself, only I can know. So, same way when Krishna was in the Gusti field in Mathura, then some people saw Krishna as a young balaka, all the elderly ladies. Oh, he's such a young boy. And Chanura and Mushtika, wow, they were 10 feet tall, 7 feet wide. They had this big muscles. And they were standing in front of this little boy. And people said, how can this be there? And they felt very bad. And then Mushtika and Chanura thought they will just very easily kill these two young boys. They were just small kids, like 5-year-old boys. And they were a little older, but they looked like. So they just came and catch them. Like that. Small boy, these are like mountains. And Krishna and Balram, they just did like that. They brought the hand, they did like that. And this girl went tumbling down. Everybody was surprised. Oh my God. You know, they were just standing there. They did like that and he just went like that. They were also, oh my God, they got down. And everybody was amazed. And Chanura and Mushtika, they started seeing them as death personified. My God, our death is going to come now. How is this such a small boy? How did he push me down like that? And it's also different people. And the young girls, they saw, they were so attractive. So the young girls thought of him as lover. So in different ways, different people saw. And so the demigods and demons also see. And this is because Krishna is a person. Supreme Person. We also, everybody, different people see us differently. Unless you happen to be somebody like me, then everybody uniformly sees me as bad. But in general, different people see you differently, and you cannot ask, what is he? Is he a brother, or is he a, you know, friend, or is he a colleague? Everything simultaneously. And how can one person be simultaneously in so many relationships? That is achintya. It is inconceivable. These relationships develop. It is not a mechanical thing. You come to the temple, you come to know somebody, you deal with them and you become friends. This process is not physical. It's achintya. It is achintya shakti of Krishna, therefore people get friends. It is not so easy to get a good friend, isn't it? And when we get friends, we are very happy. So even in spiritual life, there is something called swajati. Swajati means your own type. Of course, it's not that we tell some devotee, no, you are not my type. But the point is, different services are done by, in different moods by devotees. They form groups. But in the spiritual world, Prabhupada said, nobody pulls down somebody else's service. They always try to help. Whereas in the material world, everybody tries to pull the other guy down. Crab mentality, Prabhupada said. If you put crabs in one thing, they will try to come out. And each one crab is about to go, another one will pull him down. Oh, terrible. But in the spiritual world, everybody is eager to see, how can I help this Vaishnava do service? Very nice. So we are also trying to cultivate, all of us, that sense. So Hiranyakasipu knows about Krishna exactly like demigods. Sometimes even more. Very big demons. Just exactly like, a thief knows how the stealing was done better than policemen sometimes. Because he is the one who did it. So the demons sometimes know more clearly than even devotees, meaning those who are on the path in the material world, that, oh, God is the source of everything. So Hiranyakasipu is saying, this Vishnu is the source and I'll kill him. But he doesn't know that this Vishnu cannot be killed. Why he cannot be killed? Because if I am a leaf in the tree, isn't it? Or a branch, maybe I'll fall down. The branch will fall down and maybe it will hit the root and damage it. It's possible. So the tree may, the branch may think, let me fall down and then hit the tree root if it's very demoniac. But urdvamulam adashakam, every material example has its limits, because that's why it is an example, it's not the truth. If the example was completely in correspondence with the truth, it won't be an example, it will be the truth. So examples are given to increase our understanding, but it is not like a material tree, because the root is different. And the tree is a reflection. Urdhva Moolam Adashakam. So it is not possible for, you know, the energies of the Lord to conquer the Lord. Because the Lord is different. Simultaneously one and different. So if somebody says that he is my friend, he is your friend. If somebody says he is my lover, he is my lover. And if somebody says he is my child, he is your child. But yet, he himself is completely different from all these relationships. He exists. Because he exists, we have a relation. Therefore, even our relationships do not exhaust Krishna's identity. Krishna is so great. So, our philosophy is not Veda, it is not Abheda, but our philosophy is Achintya Veda Veda. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki, Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Jai Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Lalita Vishakha Ji Ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki, Jai. So, this Achintya Veda Veda philosophy is not a combination of Veda and Abheda. It's not like that. It's a different philosophy. It's not Advaita, it is not Dvaita, it is not a combination. It is a different philosophy. Achintya Veda Veda. And so, both the Veda and Abheda are understood differently from Advaita and Dvaita. In Advaita, they think it's exactly the same, and we reject that. It's not exact, it is qualitatively the same, and quantitatively different. And in Dvaita, they say there is a difference, completely different. This is God, this is rest, and we don't make the distinction. We say only different because of the relationship that is possible. You are different from me only because we have a relationship. If we don't have any relationship, there is nothing to talk about. Who is me and who is you? So there is Jiva and there is God, and if you talk about what is the relationship between Jiva and God, then there is a difference. Otherwise, how can you talk of relationship? Therefore, Prabhupada always says that in bhakti, there is the person who is served, and there is a person who is serving, and the service that is done. These three are there. They are dynamically linked. So, Achintya Veda Veda is a different philosophy. For example, we know that the soul is not the body, correct? Soul is different from the body, correct? Consciousness is different from matter. Scientists say there is no difference, consciousness comes at some stage by the combination of matter. But our philosophy is that consciousness is different from matter. Correct? But if we simply understand consciousness is different from matter, that is not our philosophy. That consciousness is non-different from matter, that is also our philosophy. So if you say that consciousness is different from matter, it may look like we are saying the same thing that Prabhupada is saying, but if Prabhupada is presenting Achintya Veda Veda, and we are talking about Veda philosophy, then we are not correct. So, therefore we have to know Achintya Veda is different. So here is a conversation in 1971 in London with Prabhupada. Revati Nandan Swami was there, he was Swami at the time, Sannyasi, and he was saying that there is some distinction between the nature of the soul and nature of the body. Right? There's a distinction between nature of the soul and nature of the body. Prabhupada, that distinction is inconceivable. You cannot make clear distinction. Therefore it is called Achintya. Prabhupada said, you cannot make this distinction. Rarity Nandan. The distinction between soul and the body? Because that's what it looks like. Prabhupada is teaching all the time. We are different from the body, and Prabhupada is now saying you cannot make this distinction. He's very surprised. Prabhupada, you cannot make a clear distinction. Therefore it is called Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva. Inconceivable one and different simultaneously. Rarity Nandan. Sometimes people ask Prabhupada, these questions are not to be discussed in public. These are very higher understanding. For public should be, this is matter, this is spirit, that's all. Therefore, consciousness and spirit and matter are simultaneously one and different. Are you following? How is that to be understood? Consciousness and matter are simultaneously one and different. So I gave the example that if you read a newspaper, you get news. Correct? So, the news comes only when you read the newspaper. The newspaper itself is ink and paper. And it is not news, it is paper and ink. And you don't know the news, that's why you are reading the newspaper. But when you read the newspaper, news comes. The kahan se news aa gaya? How is it that I am reading this paper and ink and I am getting news? You cannot understand the news by understanding either the paper with ink or yourself. The news is not about the paper, not about you. It is about what is happening in the world. So you cannot understand the news by trying to understand either the newspaper or the reader. Although sometimes newspaper or reader may be in the news, that's a different matter. But in general, news is not to be understood by trying to understand what is this object, paper with ink, or by understanding who is reading it. It has no connection with both. Similarly, when you have experience of a reality, the scientists are trying to understand it by studying matter, the newspaper. The Mayavadis are trying to understand by studying spirit, Brahman. But they are not different. They are both part of news, and news is connected to reality, which is Vasudeva. So neither the materialist nor the transcendentalist can understand reality, because they are trying to understand reality in terms of matter or spirit. But it is actually different from both. His reality is Vasudeva. So only a Vaishnava, especially a Gaudiya Vaishnava, can understand what is reality, Bhagavan. Now, if you understand the world, you are also part of the news. The newspaper might cite something about the Prime Minister, and the Prime Minister reads the newspaper. It is about him. But part of the news, not separately. Like that, we can be understood as part of Vasudeva, but not independently. Therefore, it is neither matter or spirit. You cannot make that distinction. When you see reality, in reality matter and spirit are combined. News comes because I read the newspaper. But the news itself, if you want to understand, you have to go to the world, not like that. If you want to understand this reality, we have to give up matter, we have to give up spirit. But then for those who only understand matter, you can present, no, consciousness is different from matter. Just like you can tell people, no, news is coming not just from the newspaper, even though it's called newspaper. It's coming because you are reading it. Therefore, it's a very deep philosophy. Therefore, Prabhupada always said, consciousness is not a property of the soul. Most people think consciousness is a property of the soul. No, consciousness is the symptom of the soul. You see, Prabhupada always says, consciousness is a symptom of the soul. Because Just like news is the symptom that there is a reader. And the newspaper itself is only ink and paper. But when you read it, news comes, that shows that you are different from newspaper. Like that, when you interact with this matter, subtle matter, there is feeling of consciousness. That's because you are spirit soul. You are not matter. It's a very complicated philosophy. So, Achintya Bheda Abheda philosophy is that everything is simultaneously one and different. In the first canto of Bhagavatam, Prabhupada also writes that the tree is different from the leaves and the branches and the root. The tree is not a sum of all these things. Tree is different. So Hiranyakasipu doesn't know that even though he is symbolically saying the Lord is the root, he is not the root in the sense that there is a root which is part of the tree. He is the root because he is the source of everything. But he is transcendental. So he doesn't know that as a part of the tree, he cannot kill the root of the tree, because that root is not the physical root, he is actually the Supreme Lord. So this is the whole situation in the material world, that people are trying to understand Krishna in different ways, but, he is completely different. And Lord Chaitanya is bringing this philosophy of Achintya Bheda Abheda. He is not just preaching Dvaita or Advaita. Therefore, we have to become very intelligent and we should understand our philosophy very nicely if we want to preach it. We may tell some people, this is not consciousness is different from matter. But it's not really different from matter, because without matter there is no consciousness. Exactly like without newspaper there is no news. Even though only because you read there is news, you say the news was in the newspaper. They say, where did he get this news from? Did he get it from this Hindustan Times? No, from Times of India. So you say the news is in the newspaper. So it's all very complicated. It's not simple. That is why, even though millions and millions of times creation has been made, nobody understands anything. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that he is bringing this Achintya Bheda Abheda, which is always connected to Krishna. That is called Krishna consciousness. We don't teach about matter or spirit, but we teach about Krishna. And this we must expertly understand. So if we read Prabhupada's books from that viewpoint, you'll see, oh, it's so deep, Prabhupada is writing. That's why Prabhupada could suddenly say, no, that's all right. There's no matter and spirit. You can't make the distinction. Prabhupada, you said matter is, we are different from matter, we are spirit. Yeah, that's all right. But we are also not different. Why? Because he knows Krishna. So one who knows, yasmin vijnatam sarva. So if we don't understand how matter and spirit are actually Krishna, then we cannot understand, and if you don't know who is Krishna, then the philosophy, whatever we speak, will be incorrect. So Prabhupada writes that all the other Vaishnava philosophies are more or less not correct. Only Lord Chaitanya's philosophy is perfect. And we should, of course, the Acharyas know that, but they presented the other levels of philosophy because that's what God wanted at that time. And they knew that Lord Chaitanya himself will come and present the full philosophy. If you read Harinamamrita, Harinam Chintamani, then you see that Ramanujacharya also gets a vision of Lord Chaitanya. And then he swoons, and then when he wakes up, the Lord says, you go and preach Narayana worship. And he says, how can I preach that when I've seen you? And the Lord says, that's fine. But when I come down, you can also be my associate. So all the four Acharyas, they were associates of the Lord in Chaitanya Leela. So, they knew the four, but they only revealed to the extent that the Lord wanted them to reveal. So we are not to think that the Acharyas gave wrong philosophy, but they gave But what is Prabhupada is saying, at least as far as I understand a little bit, that unless we understand Achintya Bheda Bheda, we cannot understand how all these philosophies are correct in various ways. So the scientific ideas also, they are correct, but you have to know how they are correct. If scientists say it's all matter, we have no problem. We can also discuss that. But for that we should know the philosophy very, very deeply. So one very surprising thing is that, so basically what happens is, we are thinking that I am moving, the reality is like this, we think this is a fan, this is a table, like that. But it's actually Vasudeva. Jnanavan mam prabhatyate Vasudevam sarvam iti. Vasudevam sarvam. You see, everything as Krishna, that is the devotee's position, pure devotee's position. So if everything is Krishna, and if I am thinking this is a fan, this is a table, this is a pen, and I move those things, that means I am manipulating reality without knowing reality. I am like a blind man. Although I am actually dealing with Krishna, I am thinking different things, pritak bhava. So one nice thing about this so-called quantum theory, which I am, is that it is mathematically proving, and I won't go into the details, but this point is very important, interesting. Scientists have mathematically proven that we all manipulate reality without knowing what it is. They have come to that point. Mathematically they have come to the point, this reality is something other than what we see, and we move it and we get result, but it is not because of this the result is coming. Very clever people. How they have come to that conclusion is very interesting. It took them 100 years, 110 years. And they still don't know what is that reality. So we have a chance to present Vasudeva. But only if you understand Achintya Bheda Abheda means neither matter nor spirit is important, only Vasudeva is important. So we may present for the general public this is matter or spirit, but we shouldn't believe like that. Isn't it? Just like when it is evening 6 or 7, the baby goes, runs out, tries to run out to play, and the mother says, you know, don't go out. Then the baby says, why? The mother will say, ooh, somebody will come and he'll catch you, or something she'll say. In Tamil we say, Poochandi will come. I'm sure in Hindi also they say, somebody will come and catch. Then the baby says, oh really, how does he look like? Oh, he's got 6 heads and 24 hands. And says, no, I won't. Why, in the daytime he comes? No, only evening when you go out to play he comes. Then he says, okay, I won't go. Something to stop him from. But the mother herself shouldn't believe that. Like that, we can preach that matter and spirit are different, but if we ourselves believe that, then we will get a shock when Prabhupada says, that's all right, you can't make the distinction. What? You cannot make. So our philosophy is Achintya Bheda Bheda. So from that philosophy, Vishnu is simultaneously friend and Vishnu is simultaneously enemy, because for demigods he is friend, for demons he is enemy, but he himself is completely different, and that is Achintya. And we also have that Achintya, just like somebody will know me, somebody, Asim Krishna knows me, Vajahari knows me, but I'm myself different from whatever they know. And that's beyond anybody's grasp. So we also have that Achintya a little bit, but Krishna is the original Achintya Purushan. Puranam Purusham Adhyam. Therefore, you know, we can read this like the story, but this is, otherwise Hiranyakasipu could not have hit on the truth. This guy is so clever. He's saying this Vishnu is the root of everything. We have to finish him. But because he is a demon, even though he has figured out that Vishnu is the root, he did not know that Vishnu is different from everything. Therefore, I cannot actually reach him because Krishna is different and everything else is different. So, very great thing. So, the Lord cannot be approached, you see, by that mood of challenging him. But Prabhupada writes that the Lord is attracted when the living entity is subservient to him. Exactly like, you know, that principle is there in life also. The baby is attractive to the mother if the baby listens. The baby goes on doing whatever he wants, mother gets exasperated. So, the Lord can be attracted, even though he is the attracting principle for everything, he can become attracted if we actually become submissive to him. That's the only principle by which he can be attracted. That's why he always says surrender. But the surrender doesn't mean, you know, it's like in the material world, if you surrender to somebody, you got no self and you got no respect. Not like that. It's a very different principle. And that surrender comes by knowing how great is the Lord. Prabhupada said, everybody says God is great, but no one knows how great he is. So that the greatness of the Lord can be understood in the heart, if he reveals. And he will reveal if we are very appreciative of him. Somebody comes and says, Prabhu, please come with me, you know, come to Govindas. I want to treat you. Okay, then please, what do you like in Govindas? Okay, I like this, I like that. Otherwise he may not say. Like that, Krishna can be known only when we appreciate him. And how can we, our appreciation should not be simply based on ignorance. Then it is called Shraddha stage, beginning, Komal Shraddha. This won't last. We must go to the next Dhruta. So, this process, therefore, is God given. Adho Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Anavriti. So, we have to go like that process. So, from this process of Shraddha, we should go. And as we go, we actually gain knowledge. Then we become Jnanavan. Then we surrender. Jnanavan Mam Prabhatyate. Because you realize how great is Krishna. So this Hiranyakasipu, even though he realizes Vishnu is actually the source of everything, he has not understood Achintya Bheda Bheda. Therefore he is thinking he is one of us. And therefore he thinks I can kill him like I have killed so many people. That's the demoniac mentality. Any questions or comments? I have to go in 1 hour. I'm going to USA, so I'll come back after many months. So kindly give me your blessing so I can go to America and do some useful service for Prabhupada. Yes. It's okay. Yeah. Haribol. It's okay.
In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, verse 32, Krishna says that soul doesn't does anything.
Bhagavad Gita, chapter 31.
No, 13, verse 32.
13, 32.
Krishna says that soul neither does anything nor is entangled. So whatever...
What is that?
The soul neither does anything nor is entangled. Yeah. So means whatever the activities my body do, means I'm doing. So who is the doer of this activity?
Krishna.
Means like I'm eating, I'm sleeping.
No, you're not eating. Body is eating.
But body is a matter and it doesn't do anything, no?
See, that is there. You know, that is there. So you cannot understand both. You cannot go from one level of thinking to another level of thinking continually. You have to switch over. Just like if you are seeing a TV thing, and if somebody says, what is happening? Somebody says, oh, it is the next part of the serial. And such and such thing, the hero is doing this, the heroine is doing that, the villain is doing that. That is one level. Somebody says, what is happening? Oh, there is this a TV, and inside the TV there is an antenna, it is receiving some signals, and then there is a picture gun, it is emitting electrons, and the electrons are modulated by the signal, it is falling, and the electrons are falling on the screen, they are luminescent screen, and then the screen is lighted up bright and dark according to some, you know, signal, and then we see some shapes, and then we see that as actually something. You cannot say from that how the story came. They are too different. Are you following? So it's called complementarity. complementarities, he cannot go from this to that. Suppose you say this is a piece of wood. Suppose it's a table. You cannot say how the wood is stable. Either this is stable or this is wood. It's called complementarity. If you want to study it as table, you study it, you know, by how to use it. If you want to study it as wood, you study physics, chemistry. They're not the same. Either you say this is just, you know, 272 bones, you know, two lungs and one heart and one brain like that. That is physical. You say this is rasaraj. That's different. You can't say how this combination of bones and thing came. It's not possible. Similarly, either you say you work or you say Krishna works. You cannot understand those the two together. That is called renunciation. Why you have to renounce the world to understand Krishna? It is a conception of the world you have to give up. You can't be part of the world and understand Krishna. That's not possible. So it's complementarity. So if you want to understand Krishna, you can't say, I am lifting this. How can I believe Krishna is lifting it? No. Sorry. Either you are lifting or Krishna is lifting. It is not that you are lifting and Krishna is also. No. You follow? Just like baby is sitting on the motorcycle, the father is saying, turn right. He can't do anything and the father is turning right. Start the motorcycle and he'll just kick his leg. And the father will start it. And he'll say, oh, very good. Nice you started. So he can't say, oh, how I kicked on the motorcycle started by you. No, you are doing something, it's not relevant. I'm starting and doing it. So either you think you are doing or you think I'm doing. But not both. So if you want to understand how Krishna is doing everything, then you have to chant 24 hours. If you chant 24 hours, you will see, you try it, you will see the body will wake up and do things. See, like right now we have to go to prasadam. You simply sit and chant here, you will see after 20 minutes the body will get up and go and you will watch, wow, this body, I didn't act. Then it will go on doing things. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, where in the 6th chapter, that the yogi, whether he is standing or sitting or walking or talking, is opening his eyes or closing his eyes, is sleeping or is evacuating, he always knows that I am not the doer and everything is happening by the three modes of material nature. So if you want to understand how Krishna is acting, you have to stop acting. Matlab, you have to start chanting. So when the chanting becomes 24 hours, you will realize everything.
Chanting is the activity of soul, or again Krishna is...
Soul, that Prabhupada has explained in Vaishnava songbook. The chanting is not on the platform of body or mind or intelligence. It's coming from soul. But you can't try to speculate about that. Sitting here, oh my tongue is not chanting, I'm chanting, I'm spirit soul. No, no, no. You chant. So Lord Chaitanya said, simply chant, everything will come. So, when you try, without giving up the concept of matter, when you try to understand Krishna, that's called speculation. Whereas when Prabhupada is talking about matter or spirit or Krishna, it's completely free from material conception. So we all, to different extent, we are speaking from speculative platform. But Prabhupada is perfect. You follow? So you cannot combine both. Another example, you are driving the car. Is the car going there? You are going to Nariman Point. Is the car going to Nariman Point or you are going? No, but it's very difficult. You have to separate. If you want to understand, very deeply you have to understand. Both will not work. Either you can say car is going or you are going. And these are two different things. Car is going by mechanical principles. You are going by intention, desire. Car is not going by desire. So these are two different things. Like that, Krishna acts by supreme will. We act according to karma. They are different. So, we are not free. Krishna is supremely free. Like that there is difference.
Prabhu, as mentioned that we cannot know Krishna as Krishna knows himself. So means Vedas are the mothers who is teaching us about the Supreme Personality. Vedas are the mother. Are the mother to who teaches about the Supreme Personality, that Krishna is our father, Supreme Father.
Who is our mother?
Vedas.
Yeah. Right.
So means even after understanding the Vedas, reading the Vedas, isn't it possible for the human beings to understand Krishna completely?
No. You can understand Krishna completely, but Krishna cannot be understood completely. Like you take bartan to the ocean. So you can fill up the bartan, but you cannot empty the ocean. That is not possible. You can understand Krishna fully, but Krishna cannot be understood fully. That's not, Krishna is like an ocean. You follow? And Vedas is not enough. Therefore Krishna says, Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunya Bhavarchana. Go beyond the Vedas. Krishna is the mother ultimately. Tameva Mata, Tameva Pita, Arjuna says. So, for those who are in the material world, Vedas is the mother. But in the spiritual world, Krishna is mother, Krishna is father. So that mother can make us understand Krishna better than Vedas. That is Vaishnava. He doesn't disregard Veda, but he is in touch with the source of the Vedas. Vedanta krit veda vit eva chaham. You understand? So you have to understand everything. You cannot just take one thing and say like that. Vedas is our mother. It's okay. But you follow? Yes. 9 o'clock. 10 I have to take the flight. Yes. Kya karne ka? Yes.
Prabhuji.
Anji.
Jaise aapne kaha adu sarda sadhu sang arath nirvrti bhakti.
Yes, yes. Go on.
Bhakti tirth varat kate de is kolga kabe arath nirvrti tak. Bhav bhakti sarda prem jo deda hai वो कृष्णा करेगा. इस कौन का काम अर्थ वृत्ति तक है हमारा भाई. आदो श्रद्धा भी बढ़ा दे, भजन क्रिया भी करवा दे और अर्थ वृत्ति भी करवा दे. अब बाकी काम सब भगवान करेगा. भाव भक्ति जो भी देना है वो देगा.
सो व्हाट इज ही सेइंग दैट वी कैन ओनली डू अप टू अनावृत्ति, बाकी सब कृष्णा करेगा. राइट? See, you have that idea. I may agree with it or I may not agree with it. That's not important. Mahajana ena gata sapanta. We should follow the authorities. See, you should ask, what does Rupa Goswami say? What does Jiva Goswami say? What does Krishna say? Although Krishna says that ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate, bewildered by false ego, the soul thinks I am the doer. But he also says, sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja. Give up everything and surrender. We cannot tell Krishna, well, I cannot do anything, it's all, you have already said that I am not the doer. Therefore, you know, even surrender, material energy will do like that. No. Achintya Beda Beda. Although we cannot do anything, ultimately we are spirit soul, we can do something. So bhakti also must be done by us, it is according to the acharyas, not my opinion. So our request will be, you please read. There is a book called Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Small, nice book, you read that. You will understand more, you have got some good understanding. That is called also, some people call that a surrender. That from my side I will only give up all contaminating activities, anabhriti. And Krishna will actually make me surrender. prapatti. The people have some philosophy like that. That's also okay. But Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy is much higher. Like by the, my mother Yashoda, she is not thinking Krishna is God, he will cook and he will also feed me. She is cooking and she is feeding, and if Krishna doesn't eat, she will give him tapad, though. That is very high. Once one life member told Prabhupada, see, if you go to Rameshwar, you will see that Lord Rama worships Shiva, therefore Shiva is God. Then Prabhupada showed that picture where Mother Yashoda was chasing Krishna with a stick. And he said, I say Yashoda is God because Ram worshipped only worshipped Shiva. But for Mother Yashoda, he was running in fear. So Yashoda is God, he said. So we cannot really argue such things. So you have, what you say has got some value. What you say is right, but it's, but you, in my opinion, you can go even deeper if you understand Lord Chaitanya's philosophy. So I suggest you read teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Is that okay? Yeah. Thank you. Yes?
Ehi murare kunja vihare.
Yes?
Well, the soul and body, the soul and body is no distinction. How do you explain the change of identity?
If the soul is not embodied...
No, if the soul and body, there's no distinction between soul and body, how do you explain the change of identity, like we are man, woman, animal, plant?
Same thing. Both are there. If you want to understand the change of identity, there is reincarnation. That is in Bhagavatam, first canto, there is a very nice verse. It is saying, the verse itself is saying, sloka is saying, the Mayavadis are not correct. They give the example, the verse itself says, that Mayavadis give the example that if you take some pani from ocean, then you can, or from a lake, you can distinguish between the ocean water or lake water and the water in the bartan. But if you put it in, then there is no distinction. So the only reason why this water is pani, bartan water, and that water is lake water is the bartan, separating it. Wo bartan ko nikal dega to, there is no difference. So Mayavadis say like that. The Bhagavatam is asking, okay, in that case, if I actually take some water and I say this is bartan water and I put it in, and somebody else takes another bartan water, I say that is that bartan water, and they can put in, that's fine. But he can never say, the water in this bartan went to that bartan. So the fact that you can say that, in the case of rebirth, that the soul here, the same person went into that body, shows that the body, soul is different from the body. So there the distinction is made between soul and body. But Krishna says, Najayate mriyateva kadachit nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyaha. The soul, for soul there is no birth, there is no death. Then he says, Jatasya hi dhruvor mrityuhu dhruvam janma mrityasya. That which is born must die and that which is dead must be born. So what is he saying? So these are two different viewpoints. You cannot combine them, that is the achintya. Is this wood or this is table? Am I body or I am soul? The achintya, that the two are not different, comes from relating both the body and the soul to Krishna. We don't say this is body, we say this is Krishna. We don't say this is soul, we say that is also Krishna, because everything belongs to Krishna. So, achintya, veda, abheda. It is a very difficult philosophy. You cannot maintain the Veda and try to understand Achintya Veda Veda. That's not possible. But if you understand Achintya Veda Veda, you can describe Veda and Abheda better than the Mayavadis who talk of Abheda, and even, you know, those who speak about Dvaita. It's better than both. For that I have to teach a lot more. There are many things that need to be understood. This is just a little indication. You cannot from here go to Achintya Veda Veda from your current situation. unless you are taught many, many more things. I have to teach you about the distinction between soul and body and experience. Experience is phenomenal. Krishna is nominal. And you have to understand those things. That's why Krishna in 7th canto says, Jnana Vijnana Sahitam, phenomenal and nominal. So it's a great science. You have to understand. That's separate. Maybe I can do a workshop when I come next time, right? A weekly, 1 week lectures during the day. But people have to come and sit in a caste room, take notes. Then you can understand. So really the scientific basis of Krishna consciousness in the real scientific sense. Or we can even say the Krishna conscious basis of science. Instead of trying to understand Krishna consciousness through science, we can explain science through Krishna consciousness. So, there are contradictory statements in the Vedas, even the Bhagavad Gita. You cannot reconcile them unless you go to the higher platform. Just like x equal to plus 2, x equal to minus 2. What is that? Are they opposing statements? No. If you say x squared equal to 4, then x is plus 2 and x is minus 2. Because 2 into 2 is 4, minus 2 into minus 2 is also 4. So in the higher level, the contradiction, this is an example, but our Siddhanta can be actually understood in detail. It is not now taught in ISKCON. I always say that our philosophy has got three parts. We know only two-thirds. And therefore, we are not very correct. It is there in the philosophy, in the books, it's coming out. One is Krishna, Bhagavad Gita Prabhupada says five things. Krishna, Jiva, Prakriti, Kala, Karma. Out of the five, karma has a beginning and end, therefore it's temporary, you can remove it. It's not an ontological reality. And of the four, Kala and Prakriti are same. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says Kala is also unconscious energy. And Prabhupada says they are correlative. So we can simply say Prakriti, matter, soul and God, three things. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago presented Krishna, and then Srila Prabhupada presented, I am not the body, I am soul, soul. And they are presenting, not me, they will also present matter. And when we understand matter, our Siddhanta becomes complete. That is why in the 7th chapter, Krishna begins with matter. Bhumi, Rapu, Analo, Vayu. That's not systematically taught in our movement. I'll be happy to do that if you are all interested. Is that okay? So, from what you know now, you cannot go to Achintya Bheda Veda. That is a little bit of a surprise, but that's what it is. Another 45 minutes, I have to go to the airport, so we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaur Premanandi.